Hey guys, welcome to Team Building Exercise with these Jermokes, Coach from Family of Gamers 777, and Jake and Rob from the Dead Zone Podcast make some lists and talk about them. I guess you want to listen to them, but what do I know? And I'm Georgie the Goblin, and I'll be keeping these guys honest. Especially Jack. In this one, these pinkskins talk about the disease-ridden thing that I can't get affected by, the plague.
Welcome to Team Building Exercise, Episode 7, the last in the series of Season 1, I guess. It's the plague. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I am Coach.
And we're here to we actually got through the original 7, or the real 7 so far.
Clap it up, boys. Clap it up.
Yeah, we should be proud of ourselves. Well, we're not done yet. We haven't got through the plague yet. We'll see if Jack has a leader, if Coach adds extra snipers. It'll be an interesting journey here for the plague.
You're already starting.
Yeah.
You know what? I am looking forward to Jack's list because I don't think that this list will come with the preamble of, well, I've never played this army before, but I made it anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I've definitely played this army before.
And in fact, the list I'm going to be doing, I've played before. It's a miracle.
Oh, I know what's happening.
So let's get to the lists. We start with Jack. Jack, I would say the plague is probably your favorite faction.
Yes.
So let's hear what you got for him.
Show me what you got. yeah, I the Veermen might have lured me away. The Veermen was like that seductive clown at the edge of the woods, like offering candy. I was very, very tempted, but I had to stay with the guy in the trench coat at the park bench where I'm comfortable.
Hey, Jack, I'm right with you, man. I couldn't wait for those Veermen to come out. And, you know, sadly, the candy was not good.
Of all the analogies for you to get behind that one, I thought you'd distance yourself.
Well, listen, sometimes you got to take the candy and run. I mean, you know.
the van is not as fast as it looks.
You always got to have an escape route. You know, I mean, you get stuck in a situation, you got to find a way out.
That's right. But enough about my dating.
I'm a joke show. What is this?
I'll be here all week.
Okay, so the plague. The plague is back to where I started. I liked making this list. In fact, it made me want to play Dead Zone again because I've spent too much time tinkering around. I played some dwarves. I've played the Veermen. So here we go. My plague list. Not necessarily one I've played before, but one that I would want to play now. And let me just, before we even start, Bursters and Murder Birds, I didn't choose, not because I didn't want to, because I wasn't certain about the legality since they are newcomers. Anyone else feeling that? Anyone else
I think you're on the money because we're going out of the main rule book and we've also said that no mercs. So I think just, you know, going proper, going, you know, Spartan, not going with the new hotness yet. You know, maybe in a later episode when we start covering elite lists and stuff like that, we can add some of the new Warpath stuff. Like maybe we'll have, by the time we come around to this, you know, maybe GCPS, and we'll have a bunch of different rules that we could stick in, you know, with the new models that we have, we can go back and make some new lists. But I think just going pure Puritan with it is the way to go.
Okay, so I did. I stuck to the tried and true. So to start with, I did choose a leader. The stage 1A for my leader. He's a beast. You can't deny that. He's got tactician 2, extra dice, nice, tough. His special mutation, no, it has its allure.
You know what's great about the mutation thing is it won't hurt you and it can only help you.
Remember the good old days?
Yeah.
Remember the good old days?
I'm going to I'm going to roll something on this. Oh no, you're vulnerable. Awesome.
I've killed models that I've sent into battle. I've said, okay, go. And then I put a mutation and oh, he's got chlamydia. Oh,
listen, run up there. Oh, by the way, you're slow.
Yep, yeah. They only send their best in version one. The plague were handicapped. They gotten better.
They have. They've gotten a little more choosy in who they choose. Right.
I was gonna ask the question later because you know we can never get through a list without any other questions. But the plague before we go any further, I'm sorry, Jack. Better or just as good as version one or better? What do you guys think? I think that they got a lot better in version two.
I think they got at least slightly better. They're definitely better than version one.
And I would say pretty on par.
Well, there you go.
Well,
so hope that helps. Everyone at home.
I think they got better as far as with the sizes and the wounds, but yeah. Also when, you know, I don't know what you're choosing. I don't, you know, we haven't revealed what we're choosing, but the best, most variety of a troop section in any faction in this book.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a lot of choices, that's for sure.
That for sure.
Because all of them are, I think all of them are pretty effective, so.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not the 3A loader, but we'll get to that.
what I find is that all the plague stuff isn't as good as its equivalents in other factions. And in fact, things that look like it should be good for what it looks like it should be, it just isn't. It doesn't match up. But right, there's just such a variety that you can kind of throw everything at the wall and see what sticks.
Right. And also, if you take stuff and they're not that good, it doesn't matter because it's so cheap.
Yeah, yeah. You can play around a little bit and throw a little something, a little treat in for you and see how it plays out and still have enough points to make a usable strike team. I agree.
So, Jack, we have your leader so far. What's your troop?
Oh,
ooh, the Taskmaster shows his, rears his ugly head.
Keeping Let's us get back on topic, people.
Oh, didn't you know, Rob? This is the 2-hour season finale show.
Oh,
we got time great. To fill.
I have to edit that.
Okay, so that was my leader, 36 points. You know, you can't go wrong with a stage 1A. I like them. So for my troops, I have, not one, not two, not three, but four plague dogs.
Whoa. Oh, you went with the puppies. Oh.
Yes. Now I could spam zombies. That's got its allure, but I'm a fan of the plague dog. Always have been, always will be. And, except for the new model. Oh, yeah.
No, you don't like the new ones?
He's got a weird stance.
Yeah, I found I put together the Warpath Strike team, all the 3As that we got, and they all, for whatever reason, have a jaunty gait to them. They're all kind of doing like a shuck and jive thing with their feet. But anyways, I digress.
What about the like the faces, the snarls and stuff like that?
I like the shoulders on some of them have these big, thick carapace looking bits that are, look more like the stage twos and more plaguey than the originals. And I like the faces, but the legs are a little wonky. But anyways, so four plague, 3D hellhounds. So that's it for my basic troops. I lied. I did take a stage 3A loader. He's also a troop.
Are you joking?
No.
I actually took the loader.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Well, I guess you're going to have, if I you assume have you're going to be having the mortar, yeah.
If not, then you're just being silly.
Silly.
That is possible. That is possible. Because now I'm looking at my list here, and next for my specialists, I have a stage 3A specialist. With a mortar.
Hey, what a coincidence.
There we go. What?
What a coincidence.
Oh.
Now, why can't they just put the frickin' two guys together with the frickin' mortar in one entry? Really?
I mean, did with the GCPS now.
Yeah, I know, but that's asinine.
It should be the guy with the mortar and then give spotter. There should be a third guy who's a spotter. That none of this. I've fired mortars. I'll put my hand up right here. I've got range time on mortars, and I will tell you that yes, there's usually two people. One carries the big gray plastic bin that's got four rounds in it, but it's one guy shoots it, and you can go fast. You can lay down rounds downrange very quickly. So I'm just saying.
Just saying.
By having the loader, just you could fire every round with him.
Is that the game, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the loader and the specialist, between the two of them, it's now a 34-point model.
Wow. I mean, it's so good, but that's a hefty price tag.
Yeah, you're paying for that.
A hefty price tag, but it's the answer to, say, a guy who's, you know, like greasy guy with the pulse bombards who's just like, eh. Right.
Hey. I take exception to that description.
No, when a guy's dug in with a tick or they're hiding their commander and he just happens to stick his head out from underneath an overhang, time to get mortared.
Yeah. So that's my first specialist is the mortar. Second specialist is a plague swarm.
Nice.
Yeah, good.
That's starting with the AP. It's got the AP too. Mm-hmm. You need a little AP. It's got tough and agile. Agile has been altered since version 1 to make it a little less. It's a little less dope. Like the kids are saying.
I disagree.
What?
I disagree.
Well, it used to give him speed.
No, well, but you see, like you can move 2 and then jump up 1, and you're actually moving 3 if you do it correctly.
Yeah, but. Used to be that, yeah, used to give you, yeah, it's, I don't know. It works for changing levels though, right? Agile before used to give you just more speed, so.
Yeah, you know, if you're doing Dead Zone right, which the three of us agree, you gotta be claustrophobic. You can get that guy kind of like 1, 2, up, which is 3, and then down 1, down 2, up 3.
I'd rather he just have 2-3 speed instead of 1-2 speed though, really.
Yeah, that I don't understand why he's slower.
Yeah.
He did get slower in this.
A lot of the plague got bumped down in certain ways that like that, very, very subtle ways. I agree with Rob. I would prefer his speed be up than having the, if he needs to climb, be able to climb faster.
Right. Well, no, I agree. I think he should, but I think agile is still good in this edition.
It's not bad. It's better than nothing. But
it's better than nothing. Speed. So his acid bite with the AP2, that's starting with the AP. Now my next specialist, the Plague Enforcer with the experimental weapon.
What?
See?
You just love the model, don't you?
You know that every once in a while I gotta throw in one that's just for me, and that one's just for me.
That is, if anything, the Jack pick of the day.
I do like a little bit of randomness, a little chaos in my life, and his experimental weapon is what I would look forward to. And like Coach, you hit the nail on the head. There's enough points in the plague that a lot of factions don't have the luxury of putting in something just for you, and he's my just cause.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many victory points is he?
He's 2 victory points.
And you know what? He's a model that got better. Because remember in the other one, you could blow yourself up. Now you don't. Now you don't. You get the boom ability, and that's only if you die.
Yeah. Or you could choose to blow yourself up.
Right. So if, you know, he goes running in and goes into combat and somebody just decides to kill him. And for every round that you roll an 8, let's say you roll 3 8s, boom 3. That's pretty snazzy. Mm-hmm. You know, all his options are really good.
Yeah. If you were looking to like a verified certainty, he's not the guy for you.
No.
But if you're looking for a little fun, throwing some dice and seeing what happens, I like him.
Yeah, absolutely. And then honestly, if you're saying, oh, I got to roll a 4 to get the AP or whatever the number is, it's not for that. But the other stuff is good. Way to fire. You know, it's
random.
It's random, but not so random where it's like it's so out of limits that it's so random. It's actually pretty good.
Yes. So after him, I have a stage 3A specialist with the HMG for an extra 4 points. Mm. Way to fire one is nice, but really it's the suppression that I think if you're going to take some stage 3As, if you're going to saddle it, because they're terrible. As base troops, they're probably the worst in the game. Mm-hmm. I would be hard-pressed to think of a...
There's Veerman in the game, Jack. Don't go throwing away worst in the game.
You're right. No, you are right. I misspoke. They were
the worst of the actual factions that exist.
Yeah. So if you're looking for like shooters and so, like, this is not the list for you. But with suppression, it's a functional attack that you don't need to rely on the dice, because quite frankly, he fights on sixes, which is ridiculous, but he shoots on 5+, and he's a specialist in the army. So, like,
yeah, that's the best you're getting is 5+, I think, in this army.
Special ed.
But suppression. Suppression is basically what he's there for.
Right. You know, that's your dog drone right there, and he actually shoots better than a dog drone.
There's a need for something like that in the army. If you're against someone who's really fast and real, you know, you gotta make people think, you gotta make people duck, and that's his job.
And also you could do the stupid thing that the three of us agreed is stupid. You can suppress a Strider Iron Ancestor or a vehicle with it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're using a 14 point model takes out your 40 point model.
Right.
And if that's all he does, you're still ahead.
Right. And how many points is that just to take him?
14. Oh, with the
HMG. 14 with the HMG?
Yes.
That's such a bargain. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And if you were really wanted to get dirty, you could take two of them. That you could really start grinding someone, and it's one victory point. Even with though he's a specialist, and even though he's got the extra, the extra oomph, still one victory point. That's not bad. Okay, so next I have. Oh my god, I went out of order. I have a troop I didn't even mention.
Oh dear.
Stage 2A. I threw him in on the back end because I was like, I need to use up the points. I got to get to 200. He's got the rampage. A lot of people don't like rampage because there's a chance. A lot of people say like, oh, it's bound and determined that he's going to rampage. It's dead zone has gotten so brutal so fast. Like within the first two rounds, if you don't know who's going to win, I haven't yet to play a version 2 game where by the second round, it's not a certainty because it's just such a slaughter.
Yeah, but also Rampage has changed.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it used to be.
Not as bad. It used to be 1-2. Now it's only 1.
Yeah, but still, I've heard people say, no, basically your models are 9 times out of 10 alive, dead.
Yeah, there's not many wounds usually. Yeah.
So I took one of him. Not bad. 16 points and as a basic troop, as a troop tax, I could see if you really wanted to, really wanted to roll the dice, tempt fate. You could take two or three of those and as a troop tax. That wasn't for me though. Mm. And then finally, I have a Plague Territon.
Whoa.
Whom I gave for 12 points. The energy shield 3.
Like he needs it.
did that get grafted onto him?
He has it shielded behind his Teratong Dong.
Oh, her. It's a her.
Well, you listen to our old shows. We used to be juvenile. We were ignorant and juvenile. And that's a callback.
There's a callback to being ignorant and juvenile.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know what? And I'll tell you what, that Armor 1 Tough is such a brutal combination. It just,
Armor 1 Tough is good. The Energy Shield was just me making, just adding that little. He's the tank of this army. Mm-hmm. Even with the stage 1A he's the tank of the army. I think the aberration, I love the model. I love the, I would love to play him, but he just doesn't match up to even just the Plague Territon. Plague Territon's not as good as the Red Territon, but so I went with the Plague Territon with the teleport, which is nice, and the tough. So 36 points, all told for him with the shield. He's formidable. It would be hard to contend with him.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Teleport's such a good ability.
Mm. Yes. So that was that's the end of this particular list. That would be 21 victory points and 200 on the nose. 200 points on the nose.
Not bad. It's a Territon with an energy shield. That's pretty kick ass.
Mm.
That's something that's going to be hard to kill. He's hard to kill without an energy shield.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with the plague swarm, which I like, it's got some teeth to it. There's some bad eggs in the plague list. Like you can get some real bad hombres.
And you got a nice variety in that list. That was like one of everything.
Again, Coach said it right off the hop. He said that this is a list where you can pick and choose, and there's a lot to play with. And
It's very forgiving
and very fun to, you know, try. It's not like you're like, okay, well, I'll have probably a maximum of five models max. And there's two troop options or two options for this. And then, you know, you can play.
How many models do you end up having, Jack?
Well, that's a good question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
12, and you had some expensive stuff in there too.
Yeah, I did. You know me, I like to go heavy on the numbers 9 times out of 10. I like the horde, especially with the plague. But I thought if I was going to be here, I've got a duty to the listening audience to make a competitive list, a thought out list, a well thought out list that would be a bit more versatile than, say, my 25 plague hounds.
Yep.
Which could have been.
Well, it looks good. I think we'll take a break there, and we'll come back with mine and Coach's lists, and we'll see how they compare to Jack's. I have a feeling none of our lists are going to be even somewhat similar.
No, we're not going to have a repeat of the Enforcers episode.
We'll see. Coach will just be like, same as Jack's.
I'll just say ditto.
Plus 6 Rebel Snipers.
7.
7, oh.
It's the 7th episode.
Oh.
Okay, we'll be back.
And now for a commercial.
FOG Andrew and the Coach here, and we would like to tell you about our YouTube channel, Family of Gamers 777.
Family of Gamers covers the hobby from topics like airbrushing, painting, building, converting, unboxings, interviews, and much, much more.
We go over in-depth tactics and battle reports of games like Dead Zone, Warhammer 40K, X-Wing, Kings of War, and Wild West Exodus.
So go over to Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube and become part of the family.
Don't forget all these lists will be available to download at deadzonegame.podbean.com if you want them for some reason. And now back to the show.
All right, what's up, y'all? Rob, Jack, Coach, bringing you back. We just had Jack's list. The Plague Master, Master of Disaster, the Fungi, Among Guy. He just gave us his very, very versatile list. And we are very excited that he had that list because that's the list he's been crushing Rob all these years with. So, but Rob, it's time for you to step up to the plate and basically counteract the infection of Jack.
Well, I have learned over the years of playing Jack that what is the worst thing that can happen? And that's what this list is. It's the worst thing I can see myself having to fight. So I started off with the cheapest general, which is the 3A.
What?
Tactician 1, Recon 4+, which is nice.
4+ is.
I did give him a smoke grenade because I had an extra 3 points. And he's got the infection, which is great. So if you kill a model, you make zombies. Not that, like, I found that when Jax played him, it doesn't happen that often, but when it does, it's super annoying. So
you gotta have a splat to do it.
Yeah. That's the only problem. But it, when it happens, you don't want, you get these, zombies coming back and they're just annoying.
And even though the zombie starts prone, like it's still like you have to contend with it.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Like, it's going to be somewhere near you because it's come from a dead body, so.
And it's not the most powerful by any stretch of the imagination of the splats, but I think it's a fun one.
Mostly I took him because he was cheap. That's really the reason I took him. I would have had a stage one, but he's quite expensive. And for this list, I was going for the most points I could eke out, so. Which brings me to my troops. So my first troop is the stage 3D Hellhound, speed 2-3, which is always fun. And I took 10 of those.
Whoa!
10 3D Hellhounds.
Yes.
They are size 1, but that's fine. They have Beast, which, you know, that sucks. This, let's just say this army isn't going to be picking up much stuff. Their whole point of this army is to wipe out the other army. There won't be many objectives being met with this army. They're 6 points each, but they have 1 VP. Fight on 5s, but that's pretty standard for the plague. So that's not too bad. And saving on 5s, which is fine too. It's pretty average.
2-3. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Speedy.
They can move. They'll take up within the second round. Within the second round, you are engaged and tying people up.
Yep. That's the key with those guys. They're the tie up troops because the second, and well, frankly, last troop I have in my army is 20 zombies.
No, it did not do that.
20 zombies, 10 hellhounds, and a stage 3. The reason at first I was like, no, this is a stupid list. It'll never work. I played Jack. He had Pathfinders, and these guys, wave after wave, destroyed his Pathfinders. And the only way you're going to beat this army is if you have a frag or grenades or something to hit large squares. Yeah, it burns. Something to take out large squares, because if you're trying to snipe them, it doesn't matter. You just keep coming. And Jack knows that when this happened, it was just annoying as hell, because you just kill one. Oh, well, 4 more take his place. And literally, trying to fit 30 guys in your deployment zone is, 31 guys with a leader. It's not easy.
Just move some terrain.
Yeah. And, of course, with the stage 3 zombies, they got the horde ability. That's the reason you're taking them. They die easy. They only fight on 5s. Once again, they're kind of slow. They're 1-2. But 0 VPs, once again, only 6 points, and that horde. If you get the 3 or 4 of these guys on one guy, it doesn't matter who he is, doesn't matter how much armor he has, you're getting a lot of extra dice. So that's my whole point of this army. It was just a wave of horde. And it was like, it was taking everything I learned from Jack and just like quadrupling it.
Yeah, you took my shame that I usually have, and you just discarded it. You pushed it aside, and you embraced the because that list will win. That is a winning list. That is something you see, like that is a brutal list.
It's just so annoying. Like Jack, you know how when you're playing, you're literally like, this is stupid. Like.
I enjoyed it. It was a fun game. I was experimenting with actually the list we ran from Enforcers team building exercise.
Yep, your Enforcers.
To see how that, but and you know what, the zombies should only move 1.
I agree. I think they're even at 1-2. They're too fast.
The 1-2 is too fast.
Because that horde ability is so hard to deal with.
You know, I was complaining about that on the Facebook group, and they were saying, well, they're not zombies, undead zombies. They're plague zombies, so they're different.
Mm-hmm.
What?
What? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're freaking zombies. They don't, you know,
Yeah, they're still stumbling around, mindless zombies, yeah. But, yeah, this list is just stupid, but it worked. Like, I was surprised how well it worked. I would never bring it to a tournament because I'd have to figure out how to transport 31 models, but, you know.
Also, you'd never get done.
Yeah, it takes forever. Just the, come back in an hour and I'll finish putting my guys on the deployment zone.
And you'd have to flee the angry mob of pitchfork and torch wielding people who would just like, you son of a bitch, you, the sanctity of the game is ruined.
It's true. That is the kind of list that is. It shouldn't exist, but it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun playing because I literally, when I started it, I was like, yeah, we'll see how the, no way they're going to last. The jack will just start mowing them down and you just couldn't kill them fast enough. That's the thing. It is fun to play. It's almost like it's like playing the zombie rules, but you throw some dogs in there. So that's it. How about you, Coach? What do you got for us?
That's the whole list?
Yep, that's it.
So not a specialist?
Not a specialist. A leader in VPs, I think for all those, that whole army, my VPs are like
10.
So I have 31 troops. My VPs are 12.
Yeah.
And that's just dogs, right?
Yeah. Dogs and leader. Leader's 2 points. And that was 199. I actually had a point left over. But that's why I gave the one guy a smoke grenade. So a smoke grenade will help too, because it'll stop people from killing the zombies as they come in. There you go.
Wait, who's got the smoke?
Leader.
Oh, okay.
He's the only one who could have it.
Yeah, but wait a minute. He's got a smoke grenade?
Yeah.
And no shoot stat.
Leader does, doesn't he?
I don't think so.
Stage 3A? He's got a shoot stat.
Yeah, he's got a shoot stat.
Oh, I'm
sorry. I thought you took the stage 1. I'm sorry.
No, that was Jack. I took 3A.
So you went basically bottom basement bargain hunting, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I got you. Well, whatever Rob did, I went the complete opposite.
Oh, good. I was if you did it the same as me, I would have been like, oh, not again.
I went with all zombies and, you know, I wanted to go up. Opposite the Horde, and in true Forgefather style, try to make an elite list as much as possible.
That would have been my other choice.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to go left or right. You can't go, you know, can't half-ass it. So starting off, I went with the stage 1 because I just loves the stage 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
And dare I say, with all the cool new models and all the new hotness and everything coming out, that model still holds up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no reason to make a new stage 1 because that model is just so cool.
I agree.
Other than if you want a different pose, that's about it. But keep the same aesthetic for sure.
Right. Yeah. No, it's just too good. It's just too, when you think Plague, you think stage 1.
Yeah, yes. He's the best.
All right. So now going with, the troop category, I went with 4 stage 2As.
Oh.
And that's it.
For your troops. Yeah.
For my troops, yeah. I went with the 2As. I know Rampage is Rampage, but you know what? I'll take a shot throwing a 1 in there. Mm-hmm. You know, they're good. I don't know why they're so slow, but I think they should be 2/3s.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And also, I don't know why they're troops, but you know, I didn't write the book, so I don't mind.
And they have to be wounded. They save on 4s, so it's hard to even wound those guys.
Yeah, they're tough. They did get a little nerf, you know. Also, they don't have any kind of AP weapons or, you know, they did get a little nerfed in this edition. But, you know, your AP is your stage 1. And then going right to the specialists, I took Tree Plague Swarms because I like them more than Jack does. Okay, 20 points. Just, you know, they have the agile. They are tough. Size 2, no armor. The tough makes it, you know, you could, you could shoot them with AP, but I love the fact that they're tough. AP 2. So if, you know, if you get into combat with them and a 3-up fight, bring the Khaleesi. Bring them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, bring them.
Yep. No problem. Yep.
So, you know, and they're only 2 VP, 20 points. Plague wise, they're a little expensive, but they're not too expensive where you don't want to take them.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I took
3 plus fight is worth it for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. And bringing up the rear with the gear, the aberration.
You did take the aberration.
Yes. Yes, I did. 40 points. You know, AP2 knockback talons. Got rampage, but, you know, he survives on a 4. Armor 1. And he's also a size 4. So, you know, it's pretty good. The only drawback to him is, you know, 3-up fight. He's a combat monster, but he will never be getting any help. He will be getting the extra dice because he's usually going to be bigger than everybody, but he's getting no help in a cube.
And yeah, he's always going to be bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, for the same price, you can get a Strider.
Right.
So the three plus for fight is nice. Don't get me wrong. When he jumps in, he's going to bring some pain, but I don't think he has the survivability to match some of the other choices.
Yeah, but he's going to be a bullet magnet. You're going to try to kill him really quick, and then all the other stuff kind of comes up behind you and says hello.
But don't get me wrong. I love that model, and I would love to see one just like, you know, somehow make its way into like a hand-to-hand with some soft, squishy targets.
Yeah.
Because he would do he'd bring pain.
Yeah. But it just never happens. I know.
He's good, though. I would take him before a Strider. I like the AP2 weapon automatically and knockback. So you can knock him back, charge in again, knock him back, charge in again. So you get the extra points every time.
Well, you don't even have to knock him back. You can just throw him into a wall.
Yeah, that too.
And if you can get that, you know, and then with a 3-up fight, you know, you think about it, you take the enforcers with the gloves and they're a 5-up fight or a 6-up mm-hmm. fight. This guy's a 3-up fight. There's a good chance of you getting, you know, the weight of dice upon him and then being able to knock him back. You just got to be able to save him, you know, get him. He's got to get into the fight. That's the only thing. And, you know, when you have the 2A, I mean, I'm sorry, the 1A in his, 5-up recon, it's probably not going to happen.
Well, the thing with your list, it's all melee. So you're marching up there, but you have so many targets. Yeah, you might focus on the aberration, but then you got two stage twos or one coming at you. And
right.
Plus the plague swarms. Like, it's hard to choose what to be kill first.
Yeah. So, you know, I dig this one. You know, it's, I don't know how competitive it is, but you're talking only 9 models for a plague.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's elite. Yep.
Yeah, well,
the plague swarms, 3 plague swarms. If someone sees that, knows what they're looking at.
Yeah,
that means business.
Well, I figure one is definitely dying. He's never going to see combat. It's just not going to happen. It always happens like that. You know, something like that is going to die. So then you rely on the other two to get up there. And you know, like I said, if you use agile correctly, you can kind of you can get. Get up there in 3, you know, 3, 3, and 3.
Well, plus you get those dice and.
Yeah, if you get a thing. Also, you know, let's not forget, man, you get a splat and, you know, you can,
give them wings or something.
Yeah. What's the, increase? All right. 1 to 2 is agile. 2 to 4 is frenzy plus 1.
That'd
be nice. 5 to 6 is increase the AP of, range F weapon by 1. 7 and 8 is increase armor by 1. All right. So, yeah, there's nothing to make him speedy.
Yeah. Originally there was some
speed. Yeah, there was. Remember the wings or glide?
I think Simmons has that now.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, all in all, I mean, you could figure a way to get him up 3, you know, 3.
Oh, yeah.
3 in a
like
row.
Like I said, there's so many targets, though. And if you're going to take a lot to kill an aberration, like if you want to concentrate all your fire on him, you might lose him, but those other guys are still moving up on you, so.
Right. And, you know, I was iffy about the aberration, but I just see him like crushing people and, you know, and the 1A is so survivable.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, armor 2, tough.
He's almost not worth shooting at because he's so tough.
4-up fight. Size 3, armor 2, tough. Yeah. You know, I don't understand why he only has an AP 1 talons. You know,
stage 1, yeah.
Stage 1. I think he should have at least AP 2.
Yeah, same as the aberration, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we can all agree that if you're going to pick an army, you're not going to go, "Oh, I'm going to go with all the 3As with all the stock rifles because I want to make a shooty army with the plague."
Save it. We got to talk about what things we're not taking later.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the format of the show.
Jumping the gun once again.
So
what do you think? Not bad? Not, you know, this is pretty much my play style here.
That would have been my play style too, actually. Yeah. It would have been close to that. I'm not sure I would take the Plague Swarms. I might have gone with, I don't know, maybe the Teratons, but still.
See, if I
that would be close.
If I took out, I would take out, if anything, take out the aberration and throw maybe 2 Teratons in here, taking away one, you know, like 1 swarm and, you know, fitting it in that way. You know, maybe take another 2A.
Yeah, yeah. That is very similar to what I would have done if I went for the elite list for sure.
Yeah, if you're going.
That is your play style. That's a guy who likes Forge Fathers going, yeah, right. look at all the extra toys.
And I'm like, still the small, wow, these guys actually move.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They have speed. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about things we didn't take, which I don't know. There's not much we didn't take.
There is a bunch of stuff.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Time for a break from these numbnuts.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. Was that gunfire? Damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
We're back!
And welcome back to Team Building Exercise, Plague Edition. This is the list that ends all lists, the plague, and we discussed what we wanted, why we wanted it, and why we chose it. Now, we discuss why we didn't choose, most of the other stuff.
Yep.
Well, you're gonna go all the way to the last page 52 and see what we didn't choose. And if you're following along at home in the rule book, if you're driving, leave the rule book home.
Well, nobody took a 3A, did they?
The loader.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The loader's different than a regular 3A, but
yeah.
Well, we didn't take the 3As because they suck.
Yeah, we discussed that before. They do suck, but Jack takes them all the time. They're just kind of filler.
Mm.
You take them as specialists, though, don't you, Jack? If you're regular lists, they'd be the specialists, and you'd fill them out with dogs for the troopers.
I've tried. Yeah. Sometimes, if you have enough of them and you outnumber the opponent, if you're rolling three dice twice, that's not statistically a good possibility. But if you have seven or eight of these things rolling three dice, maybe you can do some damage if you spam them, but.
You wanted the specialist for the suppression or for the grenade launchers or for the...
You know what? For four more points, they become a 3A specialist with the HMG. It's not even... I mean, they...
And your troops are so cheap, so it's not like you need to buy them for troop tax.
And they even got a better shoot stat.
Do they? Are they six and five and six?
Right. You know, I mean, all right, so the fight is a six plus, but, you know, if your specialist with the HMG is in combat, things are going south real quick.
Yeah, you're never going to use a 3A for combat. You got the dogs, you got zombies, you got 2As, you got so many other things to do hand to hand. You're using those guys just really to shoot, and you might as well get the better shot with them. Yeah, like so you say, no all the up. Yeah, no, no, but no. All the specialists were taken. We took every single specialist. Well, other than Murder Burst and Bursters, as we discussed before, but. Yeah, everything else was taken.
Not in the book. Not yet.
So that leaves,
the Plague Strider.
Yeah. As we said, we could have taken a Strider, but Plague Strider, I don't know. For some reason, I don't like the Plague Strider as much as other Striders. I think it's just,
Well, the six-up shoot doesn't...
Yeah.
That's racist.
So you really want to take him for fighting, but once again, you got so many other good things for fighting, you don't need him, you know? Even with a chainsaw or two chainsaws.
And it's the same, it's almost the same price as an enforcer. With the Polaris cannon, he's 40, and then with the flamer and the chainsaw, he's 41.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you get crappier stats.
Yeah. I would definitely rather take a Teraton or a couple, even two of the, enforcer guys or
Stage 1A is just about as survival.
Yeah, if you want a tough guy. Or Aberration, obviously, is about the same price. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I would rather take other things than him. And that's hard to say, because I love them their striders, but he's the one I would never take. And then for weapon options, there's obviously there's things we never took. Like we said, the grenade launcher, that's something Jack usually does take. So I was surprised you didn't see it in your list, Jack.
I took the mortar, which the mortars for that first round douche move, that dirty pool.
Mm-hmm.
But normally for that price, you can a grenade launcher. The guy with the grenade launcher is better in the long run. Less douchey.
Do you know they changed it now too, where it's got it's indirect three as opposed to it was indirect and line of sight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they nerfed the grenade launcher.
Yeah, and the mortar's indirect four. It's got the slow reload and it's heavy, but still. So yeah, Jack took HMG experimentals. We took we covered most stuff. I think the plague is the most covered of all lists.
Yeah,
there's not much hate to throw around at these guys. They are what they are.
Every time you play them, they're very forgiving, and there's always a chance to win. I still think that I don't know why a zombie can hold an objective. I think that's BS. I was talking to a member of the rules committee, and I was adamant that was, listen, he should not be able to do it. They should not be able to download information. And he says, well, it might not be that. It might be a tactical thing that they're just there and they're holding the position. And I said, yeah, but it's a zero VP model. I was playing one of the battle reports I was playing. I killed like 12 zombies. I got zero VPs for that. And, I think if they're on an objective, they can, you're on an objective and they're on and a zombie's on an objective. They should be able to contest the objective, but if you get killed, they shouldn't be awarded the objective. I mean, a zero VP mod. If that's the case, make them 1 point.
One VP I've always said that they or even like half a VP or something. She has to kill two to get one.
It makes no.
There should be a little rule in the FAQ that they say that zero VP models can't get VPs.
Or just
don't gain VPs,
Make him one VP.
Yeah, that'd be the easiest solution, yeah. But then they'd be the same as dogs, except the dogs would be useless. Well, the dogs are kind of useless now, really. No, I should.
The dogs are not because they have
faster.
They're faster, and they're a beast. Now, a beast can't hold an objective, correct?
Is it they can't hold objectives or just can't carry weapons?
They can't pick up something. Can they? I got it right here. Model cannot pick up items. Carry user items, all of its weapons, equipment are either naturally grafted or have been grafted permanently by skilled biotechnicians. This ability can also apply to models that are ready, so burn, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
So I think they can take objectives, so, right?
Yeah.
Which, once again, doesn't make sense. Is a dog working on computers?
I mean, holding a spot is I understand, but the,
I could see, like you say, they can contest them, but they shouldn't be able to take them. Beast ability. That would, once again, most of these plague lists, I find are just wipe out your enemy lists anyways. They're not going for the VPs too much.
Mm. But like your list, the annoying list.
Yeah.
How many zombies?
20.
20. Okay.
So let's say you're going into Pathfinder shooting, a few good dice and whatever. You could wipe out 10 of them, in one round. You could. I mean, I've done it. You wipe out 10. Ten zombies.
Get some frags, especially.
Yeah, yeah, and stuff like that. Maybe you uncover an item, you throw a grenade. Stuff could happen. But let's say I eliminate 10 of them. I get nothing, absolutely nothing for it. I hate that. It makes no sense to me. It's
frustrating.
It's not a it's not recon's thing. It's not the Reb's little little thing that's floating around. It should be it's not the survey drone where it's 0 points. Z scavengers are 0 points, but you're going to take them, stuff like that. They should be at least just one victory point.
Are they vulnerable still?
Yes.
Yeah. I would take away vulnerable, give them one VP,
but they're not tough.
And make them 1-1, like make them move 1-1, take away vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And make them one VP, so it evens it out, and it solves all those issues with the whole VP thing.
Nah, keep them vulnerable because there's 6 points.
Yeah. Yeah. Dogs are 6 points, though, too. That's the thing.
Right.
And the dogs are just faster. That's the only good thing about them.
Yeah, because they
played get the horde.
They were horde, tough, and vulnerable. That was a...
Yeah. No, that was way too powerful.
That was a bitch, man. You know, I mean, like, you know, that was... If you're playing Plague and you want to win, you got to take at least 8 of them because it just because your opponent's going to, you know, you like bubble wrap your guys in them.
It's, yeah. The zombies are the probably the most contested model, like rules, stats. They're so hard to get right for those guys because they're either too powerful or not powerful enough. And it's a hard thing to get right.
Yeah, because they're not the best troop in the game by any stretch of imagination.
No.
But they just don't have the balance that makes people happy yet.
Yeah.
Like speed for me is an issue. Like I think they should only go one, but other people might find, oh, the horde ability, that's too much. Like you can't survive the horde 4 in a square. It just rubs people the wrong way.
Well let me ask you. I mean, Jack, you played a lot of Plague. Plague is like one of my favorites. I've taken a ton of zombies. Rob, you've played or played against them, right?
Yep.
How much does the horde ability come into play?
Very much.
Well, if it does, it's done. Like, if you get those zombies up that far, right.
But I'm saying, like, how many times, like, you're taking a lot of zombies. How many times does that horde ability really, like, come into play? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I find it happens.
All the time?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been on the receiving end too much of it, you know?
The key is especially with adding dogs to it, the dogs tie the guys up, and you're so busy fighting the dogs, you can't shoot the zombies as they get closer, and it's just a wave, and it's just, you gotta kind of mix arms with that. Like, I wouldn't just take zombies. You need to have something to get there to get the zombies closer, because if you can, like I say, if you get a chance to shoot zombies, they're gonna die. You move them in a group. You have to hope the other guy doesn't have frag or indirect or any of those, because that'll just wipe them out. But yeah, it's once they get to you, if they do get the 4 guys in a square or even 3, you're starting to get pounded on, and it's tough. But that's fun. I think it's like I've played against them a lot, and I've never had a problem with them. Like I don't freak out about those like I do against indirect or like mortars are much worse to me. They're much more bitchy than the zombies. I'd happily shoot zombies. It's fun.
Right.
I do it on my spare time.
That's right. But yeah. Say, I think the Plague, out of all the lists, though, I think that this might be the list that we had the least problems with. I do like the... I'm not a Plague player, but Plague are fun. They have a je ne sais quoi.
You could play them every time and make a different list that's effective.
Yeah, and Jack does usually. Like, it's very rare I face the same list.
Right.
Well, there you go. I think that's it. We wrapped it up.
What?
And next episode, well, we'll have to figure it out. We did have a viewer request to do the Mars Attacks list, the beta for the Mars Attacks. None of us have Mars Attacks models, I don't think. Do you have Mars Attacks models, Coach?
Fabian does.
Yeah, so you can actually test it out.
Actually, Fabian has all the Mars Attacks. He actually has the game, and then E-Rock found on Fabian's Hot Dice, for those who don't know. And then E-Rock found on eBay 3 years ago, four years ago, first Adepticon, the Tiger Corps and, you know, all those guys, you know, like all the Mars Attacks guys. So, you know, I mean, is it straight Mars Attacks Martians? Because the Mars Attacks, you know, I was looking into it the other day. And that range is really like fleshed out. Like there's a ton of models, you know, version 1 Dead Zone amount of models. Yeah. And, you know, you got the Stompy Robots, you got the, you know, which I don't understand how the Stompy Robots and the Flying Saucers are in it. I don't understand how that's in Dead Zone.
It's pronounced Robot.
Robot.
Okay.
Robot.
But, you know, the Flying Saucers in it too. And like,
yeah, they're so big, eh?
Yeah, like what?
Well, I was reading the last episode, version of Iron Watch magazine. I think it was episode 53, and they had an article about Mars Attacks playing the different because they're in Dead Zone now with the beta rules,
Right.
But he played a couple builds. I think three builds, and was discussing what worked, what didn't, and I was surprised at the amount of troops and what was available.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to check it out then. We'll do a special episode of Mars Attacks TBE. We'll try it out as an in-between. After that season, this will be like a season-ending special, would be the Mars Attacks. And then season two, we'll get into some elite lists, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was hoping for like a, hey, build your dream team.
We can always do that too, yeah.
I think the next episode should be the culmination episode, and then we could start going into elite and fan lists. You know, we should end the show with, you know, the one I want to put my top cat on and my tux and my tails and, you know,
discuss what's the best of everything.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I got a lot of good ideas. I mean, Georgie is dying to be on another show. So I think that might be the way to go, you know?
Yeah. We'll do a best of lists.
Like an awards show.
We could do an award show. We could do, I would really like to do a show where we go back and pick one list that we can redo, like a do over.
I know which one I would do.
Me too. I'm already ready to go with that one.
Okay. Well, enough of this behind the scenes stuff.
Rob, let's wrap this up.
Yep.
And then we'll discuss
Listen, Jack, I take orders from Rob under protest. I don't take orders from you.
I take direction from one man under protest.
So now, Jack, Rob, if you'd like to end the show, go ahead. But Jack, I'm sorry, I will not end the show. Rob, are we ending the show?
Yep. So go to FamilyGamer777 on YouTube. And see all Coach's fun stuff and check out Dead Zone the podcast on the Podbean. And, yes. It's also on iTunes and, please.
Can we tease something, Jack?
Rob, I think I heard a gonk.
You heard a gonk? But, just in the horizon, like off, you know, like you're looking onto off the lake and the sun is setting and something. You're like, what is that? Is that something coming? What is that coming closer to us?
Is that a canoe? I think it's a guy in a canoe.
It might be, or maybe it's just some pre-Adepticon coverage.
Oh. That's true. Adepticon's coming up quickly.
Yes. So stay tuned. And if you're listening to this and you go to Adepticon and you go by yourself and you don't know nobody, you know us. So come up, hang out with us. We will not turn down any alcoholic beverages or – you know, hamburgers or anything like that. We're easy to please.
Yeah.
Or pastrami sandwiches.
Are you asking people to bribe us for our friendship?
Absolutely not. But if you want to just hang out and, you know, do that and, you know, just listen, come hang out with us, man. We're going to be taping. We're going to be videoing. We're going to be playing. We're going to be setting up Dead Zone. I don't care what Pat says. We're setting up tables. And we're going to just go over stuff. Bring your armies. If you're not playing in a tournament, bring your factions. Just, you know, I mean, I'm so psyched. I can't wait to go.
Tell us how you actually feel.
Yes.
So anyways, until next time, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
And we'll be back with something next month on Team Building Exercise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So there you go. That was Coach from Family of Gamers 777 and the other two numbnuts from the Dead Zone podcast. Now that they're done yapping, go out and play Dead Zone and prove these guys wrong. I wouldn't listen to them, but what do I know?